It is pretty much straight up 7 o'clock. Sonia, if you could call us back into order, please.
Yes, ma'am. Item 4, Board of Trustee Business, A, Overview of Policy Instruction Personnel, Student Services Committee Meeting, May 11th. Mrs. Gonzalez.
Yes, good evening. We had the Instruction Personnel Policy Student Services Committee Meeting on May 11th. And it was a very lengthy meeting. It was an overview of the graduation class of 2015. For the high school and the early college, and that was just informational purposes only. We also discussed the Senate Bill 149. And that this item is going to be presented for approval tonight's board meeting. Also, Project Lead the Way to STEM designation in the amount of $48,840. For Camp View High School, it's also being recommended tonight. The IMED materials textbook adoption for social studies, math, and fine arts. And additional monies is being requested to purchase student textbooks. It was also discussed during this committee meeting. The dual credit textbook funding was also discussed during this meeting. And how many classes are being offered at the high school, and they intend to offer more classes next year. And system review at the high school and the Northwest Early College was also discussed. The BQ Local Program Evaluation Committee as for policy. And the TIGS resource system, the program evaluation meeting held in April 23rd, 2015. The schools agreed that they want the program again for next year, and it is being recommended tonight in the amount of $48,548. The credit recovery program for Plato in the amount of $48,514 is also being recommended in tonight's board meeting for approval for being recommended to the board. The literacy program for from Sheet 3000 in the amount of $104,560. Has been recommended tonight. Creative kits in the amount of $11,490 for migrant students for an intensive summer art program is also being recommended tonight. Summer support and installation of projectors in the amount of $16,789.46 for Canopy Elementary was requested and is being recommended. 57 Chromebooks from SHI Government Solutions in the amount of $13,429.90 for the Mel Elementary. 25 mini iPads from Apple and cases from Office Depot in the amount of $13,323.95 and $874.75 for Bill Shelley Elementary is being recommended tonight. And also we received a health insurance update, and also and during that agenda item it was also discussed that the monthly contribution of $409 be increased by approximately $50 per member per month in order to maintain a healthy fund balance reserve. Staffing ratios matrix was also discussed that night and is being recommended for approval tonight. Vacancy report update was also presented to us for informational purposes only. Compensation 2015-2016 was presented to us that night too. Anybody has questions? Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ms. Gonzalez. It was a really robust, good reading, too.
Very informational, yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Item B, overview of finance audit facilities planning committee meeting of May 13th. Mr. Medina.
The finance audit facilities planning committee met on May 13th. We called to order at 6:15. We started off with the bond construction with CBAC input, where they recommended all the change orders regarding change request 11, change order 1, and change contingency 8, as well as safety and security. Then moved on to the bond update, where they indicated CHS High School, sorry, the Kennefield High School project is 93% complete. The AMS gym is 99% complete. Northwest Early College High School project is 8% complete. We then moved on to Reyes Elementary Construction Programming Schedules update. Shpadia indicated there's no schedules to be delivered at that time. We got them later at the during the weekly packet. He also indicated that extra play is working towards installation of the playgrounds for the grand opening. Then moved on to CHS, Kennefield High School Contingency Change Request 11, an amount over $5,948.80. Recommended tonight. CBAC did approve that. Then moved on to Deanna Davenport Site Improvements Project Change Order Number 1. CBAC recommended this one, an amount of $37,000 as well. We recommend for tonight as well. We moved on to Reyes Contingency Change Request Number 8, an amount of $27,000. For projector data conduit, originally in the amount of 27, has been reduced to 21,000, and I think there's actually another change tonight. We did recommend it, as well as CBAC had also recommended those changes. We removed safety and security from the agenda, and it will be on tonight's executive session. We then moved on to finance and discussed the property value study from Elaine Barger. Moved on to financials and the warrant list. There's no concerns. There was two checks to vendor Lupe Loya that were in question. They did respond. Talk about the budget amendments for April. Stated that six amendments, two of them will affect the administrative class ratio. Oops, there's a typo right there.
Page 4 at the top. There's a typo.
We then moved on for donations. We approved the donations for tonight. Recommended the donations for approval tonight. Investment report. We looked at our investment report for the quarter. We moved on to facilities master plan in regards to the facility master plan update. It was moved to, I believe, the special meeting, which is on Thursday. Discussion recommendation regarding food service. We met with Southwest Food Service Excellence and did recommend, which we did this evening. Discussion and updates regarding the 2015-2016 budget. We did direct administration to provide a one-sheet overview on just line items, not too much detail. It's duplication of efforts at that point. Then moved on to the discussion regarding the purchase of dining tables for Reyes Elementary in the amount of $39,000. Recommend that for tonight on the consent agenda. Discussion and recommendation regarding the purchase of dining tables for Northwest Early College High School in the amount of $43,782. We recommended that for tonight as well. Then moved on and discussed the recommendation regarding the annual renewal for Microsoft licensing software for the upcoming year. Recommended tonight as well. Moved on to the School Dude software renewal in the amount of $15,204. Recommended tonight as well. Discussion and recommendation regarding the renewal of the ShoreTel telephone system in the amount of $18,975.90. That's also recommended for tonight. Discussion and recommendation to reject all bids received for RFP computer technology hardware. This was more of a technicality to close out the RFP. Discussion and recommendation regarding instructional technology and voice communications for Reyes Elementary in the amount of $443,000. That was recommended for tonight, and I believe it's on the regular agenda. It's not on the consent. Discussion and recommendation regarding the Microsoft Exchange software in the amount of $45,000. That is also recommended tonight on the consent agenda. Then we moved on to the compliance calendar. Mr. Rodriguez gave us an overview of the in-progress audits and corrective action. And we moved on to planning, which was actually removed from the committee and placed on the next agenda, next committee meeting. We adjourned at 10:18 p.m. Any questions?
Thank you very much, Mr. Medina. It was also a really good, informative, robust meeting. Thank you for that update.
Are there any questions for this? No comments?
The only comment I have, was yours Creative Kids? Is that it? Okay, I'm sorry. I just like to say, and I suppose it's as good a time as I need to say it, that the Creative Kids from Ms. Gonzalez will be a new artist than what we were given at your committee meeting. The artist will be Wassily Kandinsky. So that was a change in the...
Right. I think that was a request of the committee that
and
they
so
look into it.
And they came back with, just, you know, for information's sake, they have come back with this new artist and sounds more appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Any other questions? Thank you very much for the great meetings and for the nice update. And that would take us to
C. Discussion of possible action regarding the nomination of Armando Rodriguez for the TASB Board of Directors for Region 19, Position B.
Just real quick. So the way it works, this is Marty Race's old position, and so it goes to the board. The board nomination goes to the state, and then from there they select the TASB director, and that's for the state board. If I do have the opportunity to get selected, then TASB, depending on those conferences, will be paid for by TASB.
Move to nominate Armando Rodriguez for TASB director.
Motion made and seconded to nominate Mr. Rodriguez to the TASB Board of Directors.
Ms. Fritzi?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mr. Medina?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Lopez?
Yes.
Mrs. Searles?
Yes.
And Mrs. Iglesias?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Mr. Rodriguez, do you not now have to go to all the other boards in Region 19 to get their feedback, and you also have to do some pretty lengthy paperwork?
Correct.
And I believe Cynthia Napara from Socorro is also going to be vying for this position.
Yes. And I talked to her last week, so we'll see how it plays out, but that's what we're doing.
Okay, but you understand?
Correct.
Okay, thank you very much. We look forward to your representing.
Item 5, Consent Agenda. Administration recommends approval as presented.
Are there any...
I wanted to point at Smith. That should have been on a regular agenda.
Okay. X will be pulled to put on the regular agenda. Any others?
And I'll pull G, J, and P.
G, J, P. So we have G, J, P, and X. It will be pulled from the consent agenda. And have a motion to approve the consent agenda as presented with the exceptions of P, J,
so moved.
And X.
I'll second that.
Thank you.
Ms. Fritzi?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mr. Medina?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Searles?
Yes.
And Mrs. Iglesias?
Yes.
Motion passes excluding G, J, P, and X.
So that would take us to 5G.
Item G, approval of a $50 increase to the district's contribution for health insurance. So that's it.
Questions on this item?
Yeah, I do have questions. I mean, especially when looking at our preliminary budget projections and looking at our budget meeting that we're going to have Tuesday, it has an impact in next year's fiscal year budget and the following fiscal year budgets from here on out. So it's a compounded problem if we do continue to subsidize it from the district standpoint. I think it's better that we address it within the budget issues. If you look at, this is probably about a $500,000 plus price tag. We're already about $1.5 million in all. Then we have the Reyes School. I mean, there's just a lot of issues. You're looking at the enrollment projections, and I mean, we're opening up Reyes, which is spending about $600,000. We're looking at possibly a salary increase, but I don't know if we'll even have that. There's just a lot of serious issues that we have to decide, and you know, we're just saying, okay, let's input that $50, which before we heard nothing was going to change.
Mr. Rodriguez, we presented a lengthy presentation during the personnel committee meeting, and believe me, we would not bring this request forward if it wasn't merited. Basically, what we looked at, we had a meeting regarding the performance update of our health plan, and given the information to this point in time, given that we are during the budget season, it was an appropriate time to bring this information forward. Given the performance of our health plan, it at this point, the claims cost versus the contributions of one of our premium plans, and you know, the costs were going up. Looking at the performance of the activity on the plans, on the premium plan, I believe there is some irregular activity in the sense that the premium plan we see that is being subsidized by the other plan options that we have. And so the recommendation from our TPA is, so that we don't fall behind, is that we fund on the district side, and that's why it's appropriate to bring it at this time so that it's considered during this budget, that on this side that we increase our contributions by $50. What we're looking at is to continue reviewing the plan, and if we need to make any changes on the employee side, that will come in January. So over the summer, between now and 2 or 3 months down the road, we're gonna look to see what tweaks we need to do to that premium plan, or if we need to increase on the employee side. So right now we're just talking about the increase contribution on the district side.
So we're actually, and I understand we have to look at it. I'm not saying let's not look at it. What I'm saying is we have a budget workshop tomorrow, I mean on Thursday, that depending on this amount, it's going to be $500,000. We're looking at, and we're seeing that increase on that premium from when it went to, you know, below $410,000 all the way now to $753,000 is the projected amount that we're actually looking at. So it's a serious decision that we have to make, and it has to be in line with in our budget, including some of the other stuff. And I don't, if we're, I think it should go in line within our budget. And so that's the question that I have to the board.
Thank you, Mr. Roberts. Do we have a motion on this agenda item?
No question?
Yes, sir.
So what you're saying is that the premium plan is being essentially funded by the standard plan?
By the other three plans that we have, yes.
And you're just looking at it as type of plan. What about overall? If you look at, if we choose to not do this, are we essentially requiring our employees to pay more for health insurance?
We probably, like I said, right now, because we are on the budget side, that's why we're looking at just the district contribution towards the plan. Now, the recommendation from the TPA was that we do give an increase. The recommendation was at $50, and that was what the committee decided to go. Of course, I know that the TPA recommended that any contribution, any increased contribution on the district side, that would be beneficial for the fund balance of our health plan. He did warn us about, you know, dipping too low on our fund balance and causing at that point, then it would be a very sharp increase for our employees and for the district to recoup if we let it continue, if the trend continues to go up. Expenses were going up, and so why, this is why at this point, you know, he said that we needed to look at it and possibly increase on the district side. Not saying that we may, there is a possibility that we have to increase on the employee side, but because we're on a calendar year, we're able to do the district side now, and then if, should we decide to increase on the employee side, that won't have an impact until January. And then that gives us a little bit more time to see if the trend on the plan starts going down a little bit, because right now it was in an upward slope on the usage, and I believe we had some catastrophic claims on there, and our stop loss went to effect. But because of that, the I guess if you see the PowerPoint that was presented, there was a sharp increase, and it was going up.
As far as our insurance benefits consultant, have they not seen that this was happening over time, or is this just hitting us at the wrong time?
They do see the activity of our health plan. They monitor that. And so it was the appropriate time to come in and discuss that. We had, they came in, they met with human resources, they came in and they met, finance was included. We had a health benefits committee meeting. All of that was explained to the committee. Overall, the committee was in agreement to contribute to the plan. And of course, you know, having the funds in the budget. I know that there was some savings on our workers' comp side, and if they needed that needed to be, they could pull it from there.
As far as making a decision, if we were to pull this item and table it, would there be any issues with pulling off and look at the entire budget? Because I do agree, we're, right now we're at that budget season, to make this decision ahead of or outside of the budget, you know, numbers that we're looking at, may not be a good thing. We need to look at it as a whole. Is there any penalty to delay this decision?
There is no penalty as far as, you know, that we would, you know, the only downside of that is that if we just don't fund it, and if we don't do that, then of course we can face those consequences later as far as if we continue having these large increases in the claims and our fund balance drops too low.
So this essentially, we can come back in June and make a decision after we look at all the budget numbers.
And on top of that, if, you know, down the road and you know, if the plan takes a turn and we don't need it, then of course the money can be taken back out of the plan.
I have a couple of questions. For the CFO, in regards to you're expecting with our current revenues and our expenditures, a 1.483 million. Has that changed? And we got an increase in revenue somewhere?
I'm sorry, I did not bring that.
Okay, well, just over the amount of money that you're projecting, we're looking at about 1.5 million.
I believe that's what it was. Are you looking at the numbers for the Thursday meeting?
Yes.
The one page summary?
Correct.
Yes.
Well, not the one page, it's the. Actual, all the information. And so the other thing, the other concern that I have is when you're looking at fund balance, we went in 2013 to 19, almost 20 million, to 2014 to 13 million, and right now our fund balance is at 8.6 million. And so I think it's best that we wait till the actual budget and figure everything out, because what is this actually impacting? Is it this fiscal year? It's next fiscal year's budget?
Starting in July. But I think also in speaking with Martha and Randy, it doesn't have to be the full 50. The board could pick some other figure. And then, as she said, we could look at it again as time goes by. Because I guess I would like to see what the board is thinking as far as the premium plan. What are we planning to do in order to rectify, or are we going to continue on that path that we have in the past? And I think that might have some effect on what your decision might be on how to fund this.
The premium plan, all of that will be reviewed again. This is something that will affect in January. So, and that will affect on the employee side, which means that we'll have to revisit the plan and see if we need to tweak some of the benefits to it. But that will be done over the summer. And we need to give the plan a little bit more time so that we can see what the activity is. And I think I see that look on your face, and it's, what we're doing is we're budgeting the district contribution. After we see the plan, then if we need to tweak the employee side, that will happen in January. So when I come back and say there's a possibility that maybe we could eliminate the premium plan, maybe increase the cost to it, that depends on what the activity is and the recommendations that we make at that point. But at that point, it'll affect the employee side. So we're looking at two different things and two different time frames. And so right now, we're looking at the district contribution.
We're also looking at two different things at two different time frames. We're looking at our budget and our revenues and our expenditures. And right now, we're putting in an expenditure to that budget without looking at the revenue.
Madam Chair?
Yes, sir.
What was the committee's recommendation?
The committee's recommendation was precisely as the agenda item reads, and we had probably, I would say, no less than a 45-minute presentation. And during the presentation, we discussed this, we questioned it. I mean, we totally took it apart. And the recommendation was to go forward with this. And part of that is, and I don't know if y'all picked up on what Ms. Carrasco said, this doesn't mean that we're writing a check, here you go spend this. That's not what this is. It's, we're supporting our fund. Am I correct in saying this? We're supporting our fund, the money will be there. And if come January, when it's reevaluated, the money is not needed, the money can be removed. At any time in between, if the money is not needed and it's needed elsewhere, the money can be, have a budget amendment for it. It does not, you know what I'm saying? It's not, okay, we just wrote you a check and you're going to go spend it. It's not, the funds will not be unavailable. They will actually be available. And it was the unanimous decision of the committee to recommend this.
My question is, if we haven't looked at or finalize the revenue side or the expenditure side, this is going to compound the problem, because next year it might be the same or it might be even more. So we're looking at 500 on top of all the other issues that we have to face in regards to salary increases, or there's a textbook adoption.
All of that is true. We looked at all of that.
But that's not included within the 1.5 million shortfall, which possibly could go up to more. And it will if we continue to make decisions like this without looking at the full budget as a whole.
Thank you, Mr. Rutgers.
I want to make a motion to recommend the administration's recommendation. Administration's recommendation is recommended by the committee originally.
Thank you, Mr. Hollister.
Which is approximately A contribution of $490 increased by approximately $50 per member per month in order to maintain a healthy fund balance reserve.
Thank you. Is there a second?
I second it.
Motion made and seconded.
Ms. Fritzi?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mr. Medina?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
No.
Mrs. Searles?
Yes.
Mrs. Iglesias?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you. And that will take us to J.
J. Approval of DBE Site Improvement Project Change Order Number 1. Mr. Padilla? Ms. Campbell?
Good evening. Thank you.
This is for a change order for the Deanna Davenport Elementary, and I believe we have a change order in the amount of $37,000. Any questions?
This is to, Madam Chair?
Yes, sir.
This is to switch it from asphalt to the concrete, is that correct?
Yes, sir, it is.
Okay.
And also, Mr. Padilla, is it also to switch out the volleyball equipment?
This one is not regarding
no.
That.
No, okay. I'm sorry, I was mistaken.
No, that's
thank you. Right.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So the reason why I pulled this in regards to, we went with one actual, was it an RFP or an RFQ? RFP?
It was a competitive sale proposal.
So,
which actually is not only price, but in addition, we're also looking at other evaluation factors.
Okay, and the question I have in regards to that, did you, this wasn't included in the initial CSP?
Yes. I mean, as far as this amount, no, sir. It wasn't.
Did the concrete, was that included, or is that just a change order? In other words, on the documentation that you sent out for the, competitive sale proposal, was that included?
Yes, we identified exactly what the specifications would be, and then after we reviewed and we evaluated and it was awarded, we realized it was asphalt instead of concrete.
The question is, when we sent out the competitive sale proposal, did it include asphalt or concrete?
Concrete.
All the options were there. It was bid lot number one, which was for asphalt, and bid lot number four, which was for concrete. So they all the contractors bid both options, both the concrete and the asphalt.
So, and the question is, now that we go from asphalt to concrete, that would change the actual price, and if there's any difference within those price ranges.
Actually, what happens now is that since we've already completed the process, it's now considered an awarded bid. We would actually have to scratch.
It's just a change order?
Yes, sir. We would have to actually scratch it completely and start all over.
I guess for our information, before that, what was it? Was there a change or?
No, it wasn't
price?
A change. It was,
okay.
It just remained the same, sir.
They've gone with it initially asphalt, for
example. Mm-hmm. No, they have initially gone with it. What I'm saying is now that we changed it.
To what was in the original CSO.
So, yes.
And so what happened here, so just so I can provide a little bit of clarification, is that we awarded bid lot one and two. And so when we did the evaluation, we evaluated one and two entirely. We didn't spec it out, and we didn't identify that within the solicitation. So when we want to award bid lot one, we need to specifically state bid lot one will be awarded to a vendor, bid lot two will be awarded to a separate vendor. And we did not specify that. We said that the award would be made based on the entirety. And so that's why we evaluated only bid lot one and two. And as you can see in on April 28th's packet, we did not evaluate bid lot three and four. So we made that very clear. And just so I can assure you is that we do have a pre-bid meeting. Vendors are provided with that information up front. We do have a public open meeting. And so they are informed of what the process will be and how we will evaluate.
We did. Now we're giving bid lot four, right?
We're giving
with the change order. It would be bid lot four.
One four. And the difference being between concrete and asphalt just lasts longer, I think.
Yes, sir. Yes, certainly. The asphalt, the concrete has certainly a longer lifespan than with asphalt. That's what we're hoping to do. As far as the standard, we completed concrete at Reyes. At the basketball courts, we've recently done the same at Outlet at the middle school, the gym fine arts addition. We've added concrete there in the basketball area. So we want to do that moving forward.
And Mr. Padilla, this was CPAC's recommendation.
Yes, it was.
As well as the committee's. Are there any other questions? Is there a motion?
Motion to approve DD site improvements project change order number one in the amount of, what was the amount?
$37,000.
Yes, sir. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Thank you very much. Sonia?
Ms. Fritzi?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mr. Medina?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Searles?
Yes.
And Mrs. Iglesias?
Yes.
Motion passes. Item P.
Thank you.
Approval of contracted services for support and installation of projectors, $16,789.46. Ms. Campbell?
Yes, I understand you have.
Just real quick.
Yes, sir.
Sonia, on the backup documentation, it's not available to the public website?
No, sir, some of these is not.
Is there a reason for that? Because I know in the past, we've always been that. And actually, we got kudos from the newspaper for doing that, too. If we could make those public as well, is that okay?
If I can provide that clarification, that was my directive to Ms. Sonia. I apologize for that error, but it won't happen from moving forward.
It's transparent. Of course.
I totally agree with transparency.
In regards to item P, when I was looking at the documentation,
yes, sir.
Looking at the evaluation, let me see. Now I have to go to the board vote too.
155.
So, looking at the evaluation of that, looking at price, right, you have one as the price being cheaper, but yet, my understanding is it looks like it was rated lower.
Rated low. The difference that I found is that one of them, the one that we're going with, does provide the cost for installation and cabling versus the other vendor, which only provides installation. So the goal here is to have a whole all-inclusive package. And this is why we went with the vendor that seems to be a little bit higher priced, because they did provide the cabling, labor, and the installation.
Was that provided in the specifications?
Yes.
At the front?
Yes, up front. And one of the things that they do, the principals do is they consult with Tony, and they will consult with me. And so I'm the one that actually evaluates, and I will question as to why we're going with a vendor.
Well, just when you look at the evaluation score sheet, you're looking at cost, part A, and I believe this is 162 for anybody that wants to look at. You have Plan B at 50, and then you have government connections at 30, with it being cheaper price. If that's a cabling, the question is, there's other questions. Well, if it was in the specs, then why didn't they supply that government connections under that?
What came back is that I did follow up with government connections, and they did say they would have to contract that out, like they subcontract versus Plan B.
Was that included in their price?
No, they stated within their price that they would just provide the installation. So when I questioned what installation meant, it was just, well, that's all we do. I said, what about the cabling? And they said that's what we contract out separately.
So are they not reading the specifications?
I believe so. I believe that's what's going on. But I did call the connect.
And the reason why I guess I have concerns is, one, are we providing the specifications? If we are, then why aren't they responding to the proper specifications? And two, when you're looking at this from, a board member's perspective or even a community member, you're looking at a point of 50 and 30, and then you're looking at another, evaluation techniques. I just want to make sure that we're evaluating them correctly. And believe me, I prefer to go local and El Paso, and I think that's maybe something we could look at. But I want to make sure that we're using the evaluation tool correctly.
Okay. And what I can also recommend is that before they send it out, that I review it. Because what I'm doing is I'm reviewing after they've received the quotes.
Let me add that if I remember correctly on those amounts, both of those two vendors had done this job in the past, so they know what we ask, and then we do a walkthrough to the campuses so that when we explain what we actually need. When you look at the totals, one of the vendors is about $6,000, including mounting and then cabling into the projector. The other one is a little bit less than $5,000, and it's just mounting. So when you compare those,
are you just doing a walkthrough, or are you providing a list of this is the specifications that we want and need?
It wasn't a bid, right? It wasn't. It was a walkthrough with a list. Like I said, they did that job in the past, so those two were familiar with what we requested.
But I think if there's no communication into saying this is what we need, wiring, we need installation, we need that on a specification document. then I think this is where we're having questions as to why is this evaluated that way. And I think we need to look at that.
Mr. Rodriguez, just to provide you some assurance, we can develop just a pre-quote spec and have it drafted out and provide it part of the backup. So moving forward, you know, we can actually.
I just don't want to, I mean, you could have miscommunication. Somebody didn't hear one thing, you know, that light or that, and yet it has to be documented. So.
Okay.
Madam Chair?
Yes, sir.
Motion to approve as recommended.
Thank you. Is there a second, please?
I'll second.
Thank you very much, Sonia.
Ms. Fritzi?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mr. Medina?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Searles?
Yes.
Mrs. Adams?
Yes.
Motion passes. Item X. Approval of instructional technology and voice communication for Bayes Elementary School, amount $443,000.
The reason I pulled this item was I wanted this on the regular agenda. It is such a large amount. Usually I don't want to have consent agenda to have something so large. That's why I really wanted to talk about this and just make sure everybody on the board understands what this is for.
Can we go over it real quick?
Yeah.
This includes everything for Reyes, from computer equipment to phone equipment, to installation of projectors, not only mounting, but also cabling to the projector, and the cards, time clocks. So in essence, this includes everything that we, as technology department, need to purchase to provide technology to that.
Technology infrastructure?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All of the networking equipment, cabling, was already presented to you on the ERA packet.
Mm-hmm.
And this replaces RFP 1509, which is rejection of all bids.
Mm-hmm.
So this replaces that.
So, Mr. Flores, this will then be all the technology that's needed for that campus for this year.
If there's no other changes, I think this is everything that we need.
You've done a really good job. This is a really reasonable price.
It is, and I didn't have time last time to present you all with a table that compares, and I was able to just print it. But actually, we are reducing $199,000 in the original budget. So we have some cushion in case there's some changes, but we still behind budget.
I remember when we opened Bill Childress, we had 600,000. That was like a million years ago. So somehow
it's getting cheaper.
Okay. Yeah, or
equipment is getting cheaper.
Figuring it out.
Adding these Chromebooks that are considered not consumables for $200 to $300, that also reduced the price.
Mm-hmm.
Combination of iPads. Taking advantage of the E-rate and then buying equipment for E-rate, that also reduced the price. So, you know, combination of those projects and the timing is what makes this number go down.
Recently, there are some change orders that are presented for projectors in all Reyes. This is not included in this one, is that correct? This is the original spec? Because I know Mr. Padillo had actually put some change orders in less than 5,000. That's not included in you, is that correct?
I think what Mr. Padilla, correct me if I'm wrong, what he's presenting is the actual conduit needed to install this. But from our initial budget, we had the projectors and the cable already.
So you already had to put projectors everywhere?
That was already in the budget.
Okay. Thank you for that clarification.
Any other questions? Is there a
motion to approve as recommended?
Second.
Second.
Thank you very much. Sonia?
Ms. Fritzi?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mr. Medina?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Searles?
Yes.
And Mrs. Iglesias?
Yes.
Motion passes. Item 6, new business. A. Discussion and possible action regarding IMAP materials, i.e. textbook adoption, $500,000. Ms. Rocha, Ms. Brigham, and Ms. McCarthy.
Thank you.
Good evening, Board President Searles, member of the board, and members of the board, and Dr. Galavis. We're coming here today to give you an overview and recommendation for the textbook adoptions. Earlier this school year, we met with all the campuses because we were adopting textbooks in K-12 social studies, also in 9 to 12 math and 9 to 12 fine arts. We went through the process of selecting an IMAT team. Every campus selected teachers that went before their CIC committee to be voting delegates and to also look at the instructional materials. Those voting delegates were trained. They were approved by the CIC and the Board of Trustees. One of the requirements was that every teacher that was served as a voting delegate had to have 1 year, at least 1 year that they had been teaching that subject within 1 year. Those individuals went back. Instructional materials were delivered to their campuses. Teachers were then asked to look at the instructional materials, and then we took votes at each individual campus. Afterwards, those votes were taken here to central office. Every school was represented, and everybody gave their vote. Now we're at the time where the committee, those IMAT committee members, vote is here. We've now turned that over, that material, those numbers, or that those requests to Alex Aguilar and Warehouse Services and Finance. Finance then did the work on finding out how much the cost would be for those textbooks. And with that, I'll turn it over to Martha Pekarski.
Thank you, Ms. Rocha. Okay, what you have on the right-hand column where it says without discount, that $974 million is the cost that it...
Million?
Woo! We can't afford it.
You don't want to talk to you.
That was a different presentation.
Wrong school.
We don't want to talk to you.
Wrong school district.
$974,000 is without a discount. So what we looked at and what the team looked at was how could they combine, how could they bundle, could they get all the maximum discounts, and they were able to get the price down to $806,952.80. The budget available for this fiscal year is $520,952.80, leaving a current shortfall of $286,000. What you have on the bottom of the spreadsheet is our recommendation for consideration for future, going forward. So, for example, in 2017, there will not be an adoption. So if we could put money aside and then combine it with the possible IMAT funds. In both 17 and 18, we could save up $1 million, $1.1 million, and be ready for the textbook adoption for school year 2019.
So what we're asking tonight is that you approve the purchase of the money that we have that we have available to us, which is the $520,952.80 that we, and what we will do is we'll be able to get the discounted price, and then with the next year's IMA funds in July that we can purchase the rest of the textbook need for this adoption. The one other thing that I would like to beseech upon the board is that IMA, as many of you know, took two things, the technology allotment, which was Part D, and then it took the textbook allotment. The legislature, in their infinite wisdom, put them both together and then reduced the funds and did not stop the cycle of adoption of materials. So I do beseech upon you to look at what we had, and we had talked about this afternoon, that we need to start allocating money for textbooks. We know it's going to happen. We have the adoption cycle well in hand. The ELA will be a huge adoption. I think if we go for 1.1, I think we it would be a much, you know, it just shows prudence and due diligence on the part of the board and the administration to say that this is something that we need to budget for in the years to come. So, but I am recommending that we do purchase what we can purchase with the amount of money that we have right now in the AMF funds, and then we will come back to you after the July 1, and then we will purchase the remaining. Does anybody have any questions?
You're going to purchase the remaining $286,000 after the...
Well, yeah, you'll have to approve that with budget.
I understand that, but
yes,
right now your intention is to completely purchase the $806,000 worth in basically phase...
Yes.
Phase one is the $520,000.
Right, and with that we're still able to utilize the discount.
Okay.
And which we've already, you know, we made sure, and Mr. Aguilar's worked very hard with the vendors to make sure that we got the price down and that we could do that in those two separate payments.
If anything for budget, future budgets, make sure that we get this in there for those years.
Ms. Pekoski's been very open to the fact that we need to start making this as a planning.
Yep.
Cool. I have several questions.
Yes, sir.
One, so we're looking at the 286 shortfalls coming out. Is there a budget allocation within the following year from IMA?
Good question. You think we're going to get something? But, you know, I don't have... I hope so. The answer is, I don't know.
So this 286 is actually coming out of our maintenance and operation?
Yes, it absolutely could come out. And, you know, we will absolutely give you an update when we get it. But I don't want
do
any false promises.
Do we know if there's any current legislation in regards to the funding of that?
We have, as far as increasing funding, no, sir. However, there is, when we do get the IMA funds, we will get, we do think we'll get an allotment. That allotment could be in the vicinity of 200,000, but it could be down because, you know, this is adoption year, so. I just don't know.
So the total $520,952, bless you, that we have in this current budget?
Yes, sir.
What revenue streams are those coming
from? Those are IMA.
All of the full amount, $520,000? And so the next amount would be till 2014, right? I mean 2017.
Yes, sir.
And then?
Nothing in 2016.
Do we know who we're purchasing these?
Oh, yes. We have McGraw-Hill and Pearson, is that correct?
Yeah, and it was...
Mostly McGraw-Hill.
It was based on all the recommendations that we received from our IMAT committee members. We have one of them right here. I wanted to thank Ms. Crocker for staying late and just wanting to be here to represent that we did have a process that included all the schools, everyone's recommendation, and we went with those recommendations that the committee gave us. And so we went through that, which is, we're held with that proclamation.
Do you have that backup documentation?
Yes, we do.
They, Mr. Rodriguez, they did give
on
this
the,
to us, the committee, and like a sign-in sheet and stuff.
Yes.
We got that along the road, I remember.
What's the actual split on that?
As far as, what do you mean split, sir?
The Pearson McGraw-Hill.
Pearson, I believe, was voted for the K-5 social studies. And I don't know if I have it in my, do you have it in yours, Ms.?
Yeah, okay.
What's the total of that?
Has been now presented previous email to the committee, the recommendation?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it was
recommendation. It doesn't have the publishers on this documentation here.
No, it doesn't.
But we did present that to the instructional committee meeting. When we met earlier.
Oh, the McGraw-Hill, I have some.
Here.
McGraw-Hill is the U.S. government, world geography,
gotcha.
Economics, psychology, sociology. And then we have McGraw-Hill.
I know now, Ms. Morgan.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Fine.
For high school math, 9 through 12, we're going with McGraw-Hill. That was the vote from the committee. for fine arts. They're all, there's like theater arts and all the different ones. We have perfection learning. We have human kinetics, CEV, multimedia. For our social studies, we have McGraw-Hill. For middle school social studies, we have McGraw-Hill. And for social studies, K through five, we have Pearson. And those were the big companies that I'm just giving. I'm not giving you all the fine arts ones. But if you'd like that, I can.
I just don't feel comfortable. Can I see?
You don't feel comfortable with the voting process, sir?
No, with, I guess, the backup documentation, when I looked at it, there's only one page, which was 389. And I just want to make sure that the due diligence was made.
What is it?
The especially the K through five. I have concerns with Pearson.
I think the concern was with Pearson for K through five. There were only two vendors on the K through five. I don't have a representative from K through five here. But the other one was all online, and this is actually a book, if I recall, and maybe Alex, but that was done with the vendors, and it was all the backup document was given. Yes, ma'am, and we have all the documentation, and it was, I want to say it was unanimous that Pearson was the first choice.
And that's what I would like to see, just to have that documentation.
Sure, I have all the IMAT notebooks, and so if we can, you want me to bring them from the office, but I have all the things that were given to.
Can you just provide us copies on the Thursday packet, please?
Yes, ma'am, I will provide you all copies on the Thursday packet.
What would you like to see so we can make sure we get it? Because we literally have notebooks.
You'll see the school.
Ms. Hawker wasn't K through five.
No,
she's
not.
Okay.
Who's the representative from Pearson?
I do not know, sir.
That's a gentleman.
All I know when I came on board, the materials were already being delivered to the schools, and the only thing we were in charge of was that we had the instructional coaches who met with the teachers. Alex is talking.
There you go. Just, if we could just look into that. I know there's a former employee that worked.
That former employee does not work for Pearson. Does not work for Pearson.
Our representative is Philip Morris. Philip Morris.
Oh, yes.
Yes,
Morris. Yes, Morris. So we have some of your questions and concerns as far as why we went with Pearson. The State Board of Education put a commissioner's list out there of which publishers were offering what materials at 100% teats. Some of them were at 100% but weren't offering Spanish or just English. So kindergarten, K through five, it's either English and Spanish. So it kind of limited which vendors were who. Brought in their materials.
The other question that I have in regards to Pearson is they've just lost their contract for testing.
True.
And so now we're going to have a textbook that might not be as much of a line as to the test. So, I mean, just...
Right. But it is on the commissioner's list, and the commissioner's list requires that they have alignment with the test. Unless they cannot
be... And that's based on the State Board of Education, so we're just following what TEA is offering us and EMAS. Mm-hmm. Based out of those two publishers, the teachers opted to go with Pearson. And all the information will be posted.
But I will be happy to put all the votes in the Thursday packet. Everything was above board, no influence at all. And I just want to make sure that everybody knows that we're going to have everything with integrity, transparency. Those are our core values, especially with if me being on the helm and these ladies, we will have total transparency, and all that documentation will be freely given to any person that requires it. Everything was above board, everything, all the vendors, all the materials given, and all proper oversight. So I just want to give you that guarantee.
What I would require is if you do have the backup documentation, I mean, pretty much everybody gives that backup documentation for the main board meeting. It's just not here, so.
Absolutely, sir. Lesson learned. I will make sure that the backup is for the regular board meeting, not just the instruction. I just thought, do I repeat it, but I will do it again if that's what is being required.
So the recommendation is the 520-980, that's the 500,000 that's on the agenda, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Right. Yes.
Go ahead and make the motion to administration's recommendations to spend $522.80 for the first part of construction of materials adoption.
I'll second that.
Thank you very much. Motion made. Seconded.
Ms. Fritzi?
Yes.
Ms. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mr. Medina?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
And I'm staying.
Mrs. Searles?
Yes.
And Mrs. Iglesias?
Yes.
Motion passes. 6B, discussion and possible action regarding resolution of the Board of Trustees of the Calandillo Independent School District to approve immediate implementation of SB 149 and amendments to the Texas Education Code.
Anybody have any questions? This number has gone down.
It used to be 12, right?
No, it was actually 21 at one time.
21?
We added
9 students.
Mm-hmm. And 9 students passed.
And then we had of 3 students that had been from 3, we're at the 3 threshold, one of them passed, so she's down to 2, or this person is down to 2, so we added somebody else to the list.
So what's the total then?
The total is, let me do my math.
21. 9
students passed the course?
12 off of the 21?
12, yes, sir.
Okay, so looking at 9.
And if they don't complete, if there's anything else, you know, we still will have summer graduation. So for any other students to get, you know, get credits on the behind or anything like that, this is only for students that are ready to walk. All their credits are done. They've gone on attendance appeal. You know, all that stuff is absolutely done. But we just wanted, this is just information so you all know that we did follow everything that's in there, that there is procedures in place. Parents have been notified. I think we have a lot of happy families around the district. So, and this will sunset itself after next year.
IGC committees have met for everyone, and that additional student was already, they've already met with that student, and the resolution was vetted through Mr. Blanco's office.
I'll make a motion to approve the resolution.
Okay. Thank you.
Second.
Thank you.
In regards to the implementation of Senate Bill 149 and amendments to the Texas Education Code. What I would want to see is that's the motion, and then just a comment. I hope that we can start working on our legislative delegation, because I think this is a type of fix where it doesn't make it all high stakes testing. There's other avenues for those kids that aren't
good. I think that's an excellent idea. It's especially like you said, it gives kids such a hope. Gives me so much hope.
Thank you very much. Motion made. Seconded.
Ms. Fritzi?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mr. Medina?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Searles?
Yes.
And Mrs. Iglesias?
Yes.
Motion passes. Item D, discussion of possible action regarding Reyes contingency change request number 8. Mr. Padilla?
Good evening, Board of Trustees. Dr. Davies and President Searles, here to discuss Ray's contingency change request number 8. This item was revised after going to the committee and added certain items that we'll discuss tonight. We held a meeting with CBAC on May 12th to receive their approval and their ultimate recommendation for items number, and if you look at the change log, items number 49, 50, and 51, we received their recommendation to proceed. The items that are being discussed with you tonight are items number 52, 53, and 59. And I'd like to go over those if you have any questions.
And this was in the conversion of one science room to a classroom, is that correct?
Number 52 is the addition of projector. There's new projector locations being requested of the principal that we agree should be provided. Item number 50, 3 is the addition of millwork to two rooms that were previously designated as classrooms, as science labs. They'll be now used as classrooms as we're putting millwork into those rooms. We did not purchase furniture for those rooms during that recent award to Beck, as we knew that these were going to become classrooms. And the last one, number 59, is the addition of tack boards to the hallways that the kids will be educated in. Previously, the tack boards were only on the south wall of the pre-K wing, pre-K through second wing. We're relocating those 2-foot tack boards to the lower level, and we're adding additional 3-foot tack boards to the pre-K wing, north and south elevations, and additional to the east side where the...
What's our total owner contingency that we budgeted for? Page 442.
The total amount of owner's contingency was an amount of $472,000.
That was the total owner's contingency?
Okay. Yes. And contractor's contingency, that they have their own as well. I'd like to say that we did meet with CBAC last Thursday to receive their approval. I have the minutes here if you'd like to see them. So make sure you have
can
them.
We go over that contingency?
Yes, sir. Mr. Rodriguez, what was the question you had?
So the owner's contingency was how much?
$472,356 was the total amount of owner's contingency allocated.
What about the construction contingency?
The contractor contingency. $472,356, which we've increased our owner's contingency because we had a lot of value engineering or reductions in the scope of the project to get a lot of that credit back.
Mr. Padilla, could I ask you a question on your change log?
Yes, ma'am.
Number 2, wood doors, red oak, and maple?
Yes, ma'am.
Red oak versus maple. Did we go with the red oak?
I believe we went with the maple, ma'am. That's the...
Do you remember that we discussed that when you gave us all the colors and that the maple was light and that the kids were going to put their hands all over it and it was going to be crummy in no time, that the red oak would more user-friendly for little children?
We certainly did recognize that, and that concern, we did look at it, Mrs. Searles, and the ultimate decision was made to keep with the maple on the tops of the desk provided to the children. There's a white paper that was generated that indicated that the contrast between a darker color on the desk and the whiter the paper color provide the strain on the kids' eyes as they're reading. That's what the white paper indicated. I can get that
so
for
it's
you.
The desktop
it's
only
the desk. But the doors are also going to be maple as well. Yes, ma'am. That was the number 2 back in July of 2014 that we accepted that credit in the amount of
I don't agree with that, and we had discussed it, and I think there's valid reasons for having red oak, but for whatever, it's not on the agenda. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Are you done?
I have several that I can let you go
first. Mr. Baya, yes, I was reading your minutes.
Yes, ma'am.
And I was under the impression that a lot of these items that were discussed with CBAC were approved by CBAC?
Yes, ma'am. So on the May 12th meeting, Items number 49, 50, and 51 were approved. There was another meeting that was held this past Thursday, and they've, you can see their minutes, they've kind of gone back on what they had originally said on certain items. And so that's why I wanted to make sure you saw these. And
yeah, but after the fact, you just gave us those notes right now.
Yes, ma'am, that's the earliest. I've typically given them to the committee and to the board as the night of the meeting. I hand them out. That's the typical process.
This was a separate meeting?
Yes, this is a separate meeting from
the second
meeting.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We voted, and you just gave us these minutes after we voted.
So, no, there was a facility meeting back in the beginning of the month, and we have a CBAC meeting before then. At that time, on May 12th, and then there's a Facilities and Finance Committee meeting where we discuss certain items, and then there's additional items that come because of pricing and the way that construction is. We have to bring additional items to CBAC for their recommendation. Then we come to you with those additional items. So, they've gone back on what they originally had agreed to originally with the recommendation, so they've changed the recommendation as of Thursday. Did that help clarify what you were asking?
Yes, but I understand what you told me because they had originally agreed and then they retracted.
Yes, ma'am.
But then you're giving us these minutes after we voted.
No, these minutes are from the meeting that was held this Thursday.
I understand what you're telling me, but you're giving us the minutes after we voted on some of those items that were originally recommended by CBAC and then they retracted, so. Anyway.
CBAC did recommend some during the facilities committee.
I know, but then
these are new meeting minutes that they went back and they made adjustments to their original.
Correct.
Our intent was simply to discuss the new items being added to the agenda, but the meeting kind of went off into a different tangent for about an hour before we even started talking about agenda
new
items. Yes. Okay. And so I'm not certain whether there's confusion on their part or I'm not explaining well to them. But again, the items to be discussed during last Thursday's meeting was simply item number 52, 53, and 59. These other items are retracted what they said and have gone back on it. Mm-hmm. And this is the earliest I typically provide minutes to a meeting.
Ms. Gonzalez, will you be more specific?
We had already voted on some of the items.
Tell me which ones.
The consent agenda.
The ones that
I think it was 49, 50, and 51, correct, Mr.
Bunny? No, ma'am. None of them have been, that's on new business tonight. None of these have been approved yet.
None of the synthetic grass?
No. It's not on any of the consent agenda items. No. I pulled everything out and put it under new business so we can discuss all of it.
But CBAC had already recommended it previously?
Yes, and CBAC had previously
and then, but on this one, they're saying no.
And they've taken
that's
it back.
That's what I'm saying.
You're coming back.
Well, yes, ma'am, but we haven't reviewed those. They haven't been approved tonight. They haven't been approved yet. They're all open for new business right now to be discussed.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So it's okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
So, if I might, Madam Chair.
Yes, sir.
So we have contingency item 49, which is $20,570.
Yes, sir.
Contingency item 50, which is $19,764.
Yes, sir.
And we have the millwork. So contingency 49 is there was issues within the projector screen and they needed to be rerouted.
No, so we're adding projectors. It wasn't on the original drawings. We're adding projectors to a certain location. We're providing conduit from the exterior wall of the classroom to the middle of the room. That's what we're
actually doing. Not purchasing new projectors. You're just making
just
conduits available.
Yes.
But we already have projectors. In fact, we just approved the projectors.
We've already approved them, right, exactly. But during the initial design back in time, the conduit was never included on the original design, so now we're putting the conduit.
Okay.
So can I just ask a question real quick? Mr. Biddy, I don't even see where any of this is on the agenda.
Which items, ma'am?
Any of them.
This is Ray's contingency change request number 8, and within 8 are all of these number 49.
Okay, thank you.
Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
We're with you.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Sorry, go ahead, Mr.
We kind of group them together.
I got you.
So 50 is 19,000, and that is for?
That's synthetic lawn at the kindergarten area, option 1.
Okay, 51 is 9,000.
50.
And that's for the millwork?
Yes, that's the entry vestibule millwork additions.
What others are in number 8?
At number 52,
53,
and 59.
Just trying to. So 52 is 13,000.
Yeah. And then 15,806 for 53?
This is
15-8067. Mill work?
Yeah, just. Oh, I'm looking through the actual documentation. Oh,
okay. Yeah, no,
so 53 is what?
53 is 15,806.
15,806.
And then 59, the tack boards and hallways, is 22,134.
And this is included into the owner's contingency?
Sorry, this would be taken from the owner's contingency funds if approved tonight. Yes.
So how much left do we have in the owner's contingency?
The total amount of this change order, including all of these items, is 100. It's on the agenda. Let me pull it up.
And this is
a total of $101,063. So that would reduce the amount of owner's contingency. You'd have to subtract.
You got the 151,228, is that what you're talking about?
No, that's the total including the other ones that are under 5,000 that we're going to be approving.
Okay.
So those don't necessarily need to come to you for approval, but you can certainly look at it. So I would just need to pull that amount out.
So essentially, CBAC just recommended not to take any of those?
Yes, ma'am, they have not. It reduced the minus the it would bring the revised owner's contingency to $371,293, if I did my math correctly.
You did?
All right. Thank you.
So 371, and that's what was showing up in. So the 371,000 is what's left? Or
that would be the balance of owner's contingency should you accept those items that we're discussing tonight. Yes, of owner's contingency.
And we don't know the contractor's
contingency. Their contractor's contingency, I can pull that up for you, sir, if you'd like me to.
I'm done with any other question.
Anybody else have any questions? Or?
Motion to approve as recommended by administration.
Thank you, Mr. Medina. Do you have a second?
I second it.
Thank you, Ms. Fritzy.
Ms. Fritzy?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
No.
Mr. Medina?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
No.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Searles?
No.
Mrs. Iglesias?
Yes.
Motion fails.
No.
Passes.
It's 4-3.
Sorry.
Pass. Motion passes. Item E, discussion of possible action to approve small River Bays Elementary amount $33,254.42.
Ms. Hanna. So good evening. We asked your permission to bring this forward as part of new business for this board meeting. And so what we did is we have three quotes that we went out and got for the smallers. Ms. Ada Salcedo evaluated the quotes.
Is this like kitchen utensils?
Yes.
Yeah, it's the kitchenware.
Kitchenware.
Tongs and smallware. Just your cups and pans, serving trays.
Sandwich script? I ain't even going to touch that.
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Have we talked to the new food service people so that we know that what is it that we're purchasing is going to be okay for that school? We're not going to have to purchase something else later on to be okay with
this. This is very standard items
okay.
That we buy
okay.
For the kitchen.
So just like tongs, spoons, and things
yeah,
like that. Okay.
Standard stuff that we use in all the kitchens.
Okay.
Once they come in, they can certainly make their recommendations because they are going to be offering more menus. So we already put some into work here, But, you know, once they come in, they can certainly make their recommendations to us.
Okay.
And I did put a part of our budget for next year.
And so this is, just for clarification, this is not local funds in any way, shape, or form. This
no,
is food service.
Funds. Those are those, okay. Actually, this funds that we're using for Reyes, and actually this is also for Northwest. We mm-hmm. compiled both of them. Comes from fund balance.
Very
good. Adding a fund balance to purchase these items.
What's the total amount of this?
$33,254.42.
And you're doing both campuses. That's
yes.
great. $33,254.42.
Yes.
Motion to approve as recommended by administration.
I'll second.
Thank you, gentlemen. Motion made and seconded to approve the small words for Reyes Elementary School.
Ms. Fritzy.
Yes.
Mrs. Posadas.
Yes.
Mr. Medina.
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mrs. Searles.
Yes.
Mrs. Iglesias.
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you.
Item M. Discussion and possible action regarding the use of contingency funds to pay for the painting of the United States flag at Reyes Elementary.
Mr. Padilla.
Mr. Padilla.
Say that the committee, the Finance Facilities Planning Committee in April did recommend the use of contingency funds to pay for the painting of the United States flag at Reyes Elementary.
I just want to give an update. It was recommended last meeting. It wasn't on the agenda, and so this one it is on. And so I just wanted an update and then timelines that we're looking at, and then talking about contingency, how much is left, whether it's owner's contingency or the construction contingency.
Mr. Rodriguez, Mr. Medina, if I could allow Mr. Griffith to update you on the current status of the fundraising for this.
Good afternoon, trustees, President Searles, Dr. Galavis. The current status of the fundraising effort is $4,415. Which after fees comes out to $4,138.02. The original contract that was submitted to the board back in October for the painting of the flag mural was $38,383. Last week, Mr. Padilla and I, you know, were looking at the contract in detail, and we were wondering if it's possible if a contractor could do any better, and they did. So they graciously reduced the contract to $32,302. Which is a reduction of $6,081, or approximately 16%. So when you take the revised quote of $32,302 minus the funds that we've cleared through the thanks to the generous donations we received, that puts the outstanding balance at $28,163.98. At this point in time, we're still pending the additional donations from former Congressman Sylvester Reyes. We're in direct contact with one another, and he's a man of honor, and so he's been pretty tied up traveling, to tell you the truth. But anyway, he did promise $5,000, $1,000 of which he submitted already in a personal check. So in terms of original savings, if you will, the savings of the district, if you look at the original contract price, versus where we are now, the revised contract minus the contributions that we received, that's a deduction overall of $10,219, or 27%. So that's where we are in terms of the campaign. We've received these funds through 25 donors over the past several weeks. The last donation that came in was on May 18th. So. That's pretty much the update I have for you at this point. I could go into detail in terms of the efforts that we've undertaken in order to spread word about Operation Paint It Back and the campaign and the reach that we've had, if the board so desires. But at this point in time, I'd like to turn it back over to Mr. Padilla. We could go into details about the time frames that are at play in order for the contract to be approved, so that way our contractor has time to do what they need to do in order to have that wall red, white, and blue by the time we celebrate the grand opening of Reyes in the fall.
I wanted to address.
I'd like to ask one question, Mr. Griffin.
Yes.
We move over to Mr. Okay. Mr.
Sure.
Griffin, you haven't said anything about the participation from the gentleman who would come before the board.
Vince Vargas
and
Jared Taylor. Right. We've had some great engagement and communication, you know, with those two veterans.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Vargas was part of our press conference, if you will, when we announced Operation Paint It Back. Him and his family graciously donated $250. As far as the veterans themselves, there was a lot of momentum to allow to motivate Hunt to allow us to paint the wall back red, white, and blue. So that was the big initiative. In terms of qualifying the flag based on a victory, based on cash contributions, there hasn't been quite as much effort. They've also indicated to me that the timing of the campaign was also cited as an obstacle. It was just happenstance. There was apparently some other veteran-related initiatives that are at play, which have drawn attention away from the initiative to raise the funds, to paint it back. We're still in daily contact with one another, but it hasn't panned out quite as initially expected.
Okay, and for the board's information, we did, if you'll recall, last Wednesday, you all authorized me to go forward with sending Mr. Woody Hunt himself a letter to ask if indeed the Hunt Corporation was going to keep up their end of the bargain, as they wrote to us in January in a letter. And we sent it, certified mail, return receipt requested. We got the paperback that says they got it, but we've received nothing else. So, and it's, there's still a time frame there that we just sent it, I believe, Friday, and today is Tuesday. So, there is a little bit of time issue still, I think, that could be at play there also. So thank you. Mr. Padilla, please.
Yes, I'd like to address Mr. Rodriguez's question regarding the use of honors contingency to fund this. So if you were to assume that the county would use owner's contingency to fund this in the amount of $32,302, that would bring this proposed change log to a total, with the items that were approved tonight, including the items that are under the $5,000 threshold, to a dollar amount of $145,147. Subtracting that would leave us with a balance of $327,209, if my math is correct.
Remaining
of owner's contingency, right?
$327 remaining in owner's contingency.
Yes,
if we do everything right.
If you did everything right now, including the $32,302.
So what we just approved right now was $101,000 using of owner contingency.
$101 plus, yes.
What's the total amount of owner's contingency?
$472,356.
And how much have we used in owner contingency in regards to all the change orders over the construction?
Minus the flag, don't include the flag.
I don't have that number right now with me.
You just had the number. I mean, if you had 320, just add the 32 back onto that. You'll have the same
472,356, I think.
Madam Chair?
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Padilla, what is CBAC's recommendation?
CBAC is not in favor of utilizing owner's contingency to fund this change.
And what was the reason again? Where would that money go?
It was not part of the original scope.
Yes, Dr. Gallagher is right. Their reasoning is that it wasn't a part of the original design for the campus, so therefore it shouldn't come out of the taxpayer's pocket.
Also, just to remind, it's according to $24,160.
If we were to utilize what's been raised.
Yes, sir.
And then the question I have, the overall construction budget, Do you have that? Is it 23 or 20?
For contractor, for the total building
architect,
no, land and construction. Just construction is $19,457.
Plus so land. We have $19 million construction project. We have 300 and how much in construction? In contingency? 371? It was 472, now it would be 370, something like that. And if we were to use a full amount, I guess my biggest thing is on, I guess, the miscommunication to the community. I just want to make sure that we end this. That's my biggest concern. One of the things in regards to, I guess, the overall project is we're looking at a $19 million project. We're using $30,000, and we've used owner's contingency and change orders a bunch more times on other issues, and it's the board's decision, and the committee had recommended to a full board, and I think we need to move forward. If there is any additional revenues, then that could be included to draw down and hopefully bump up the contingency, the contingency plan. But as I just want to close this issue and stop playing games back and forth with all stakeholders. And so I'm going to go with the recommendation of the committee, which was to use the contingency funds to pay for the painting of the United States flag at Reyes Elementary, and hopefully draw down from the contingency whatever donations that we have received.
What is the contingency amount? 32?
The
no, not the contingency, I'm sorry, the cost of the painting.
$32,302.
Yeah, we've offsetted that by offset.
But that's the total amount of what we'd have to authorize in, and we'd apply the donation.
Right, so you get you subtract the donation away from that amount.
Is that a motion?
So yes, what is the amount?
Yes, yeah. Ma'am.
I would second that.
Hang on, guys, we got
one
more discussion.
In all good conscience, I am as American as anybody in here. If we were going to use the contingency fund, I would prefer to go to the students, the teachers. I know that flag will be put up. It's not imminent that it be done right now. We don't have to be going back and forth. As soon as we have the money, we paint the wall. But that's my opinion. That's how I feel. I have uncles that went to Vietnam. I have some that were injured in Vietnam, Korea, Desert Storm, and I've spoken to them. They don't see that as a lack of respect, because I respect the American flag. This is where I was born. This is where I was raised. But in all good conscience, if I don't have the money at home, I can't spend it. And I feel that's the way I feel. If we don't have the money, and we have to take from one place to another. But that's my opinion. I just needed to say that.
Thank you.
And Chair, I should have, I guess, more of a clarifying question to Ms. Padilla. And this is in reference to your comment, Ms. Quintana. The owner's contingency is worked into the budget, correct?
Yes, sir.
So every project that we've ever had has an owner's contingency. What we use that owner's contingency is for the unforeseen. Somebody didn't design a conduit, somebody didn't put some millwork, somebody didn't turn, whatever the case would be. Is that correct? That's why we have owner's contingency, right?
There's a contractor's contingency and owner's contingency. Contractor's contingency is for those items you mentioned. The contractor, with the help of the architect, forgotten to add some certain item that they should have included, that you're going to take from owner's contingency, from contractor's contingency.
Mm-hmm.
Owner's contingency is used for really whatever we would like or think we need, and not necessarily want, but need for the campus, such as the addition of conduit for projectors.
Correct.
Or the addition of some synthetic lawn to make sure that the children have a place to play. It's not something that necessarily the architect got to design in, but something that we think would benefit the campus.
When we scaled down the campus itself, the contingency was not removed, it was kept in place, correct?
It's a certain percentage of the contract amount, so it did remain a certain percentage.
Okay.
For emergency thing, correct?
For certain...
Any unforeseen...
Unforeseen items. The synthetic lawn, we're seeing that we need to add that as an example. The conduit that we need to add for the projectors as an example. And that's what we tried to focus in bringing to you, are those needs that need to be added that weren't necessarily included within the construction documents during the design phase.
And I know that as soon as we have the money,
Mr.
Go ahead.
Yes, and not just unforeseen, it could be any change request. Let's say if we wanted to paint it a different color because we didn't like that color, or let's say we wanted a window in a certain area, and so we would, just because when we did a walkthrough through that construction project, we would decide, hey, this is better for, it might be for security purposes, it might be for aesthetic purposes, it might be just for whatever the owner might want, and that's
correct.
What it's for.
Right.
So I just want to clarify. So if we were to use a full amount of the thing, not including the money that's been raised, we would have $327,000 left in the owner's contingency?
Yes, sir.
And so we do have enough money to be used?
Yes, sir.
That's all.
Mr. Vidi, I'd like to ask you a few questions or clarification. What's the latest date? Tonight is May the 28th. What's the latest date for action to be able to be taken in that flight?
So, technically speaking or openly speaking, the flag can be completed at any time. You can do it after the building's open, you can do it now, tomorrow,
uh-huh.
You can do it whenever. What holds up the work in the field is the landscaping material that needs to be placed in that area prior or after the flag is painted. We don't want to put equipment out on top of the landscaping to paint the flag. So it's best to make sure that we have adequate space and without the landscaping to place that flag. And so we've asked our contractor when is the best time. They had previously given us a date of May 15th. And in speaking with the administration members of the board, we were able to extend that to June 15th. So our drop deadline is June 15th.
So
just to let you know, landscaping in that area is being held off. It could be completed now, being held off until the most critical time when we cannot hold any longer.
But theoretically, we have until June 15th. And I know that we have at least maybe four, maybe five meetings probably between now and that date. So theoretically, we could delay this a little while. And Shane, you had spoken that it was happenstance that there was an issue with Vince Vargas, the veterans, and all this stuff. Would that delay possibly aid?
More time is always better. There are some additional donations that I'm expecting from the congressman specifically. So there is some more revenue coming in, although I have to say it's not at the level that I think we were all hoping that it would be prior to the launch of the campaign. But yeah, we are expecting some more revenue coming in.
And also, maybe I'm just naive or gullible, I don't know what it is, but maybe it's that I trust in if someone writes something and signs their name to it, that they would be good for what they've signed their name to. And I still am kind of really holding out that Mr. Woody Hunt himself, when he gets our letter, will review that and find the integrity to come through with their promise to us. So I do have a little bit of holdout hope. I don't think hope's a dead end street here. And there's also the issue that right now it looks like a total of what it takes to paint the flag up is, let's just call it $25,000 right now. But then there's the issue of that maintenance of every year the flag will need to be maintained, or every 3 years.
It was indicated every 7 to 10 years, if I was right.
I think that long.
I don't
think
I need to look up.
Not in our system. That's
too long.
Yeah, let's just go with three.
Yes, ma'am. I'll have to look back at the facts.
Because it'd get pretty faded. I mean, think about that yellow school on the other side of town. It looked like a canary a few years ago. Now you can't even find the school. It fades out fast. Are you looking for the timeline, Mr. Padilla?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
4 years. It would have to be repainted at a maximum of 4 years.
And?
But it costs $50,000. We had estimated the cost to be roughly $25,000.
Essentially breaks down to about $6,000 per year for maintenance.
So I personally, I'll speak my heart on this. I'd like for us to wait a little longer. I'd like to, just as I said, you know, hope that Mr. Hunt has the integrity we're hoping he has if he comes through. Other board members have a... Yes, sir. Please, Mr. Hunt.
We're continuing to wait, you know, put it back on their court, put it back... I mean, we need a... move forward and move along with this. I mean, if the money comes in, then great, but if it doesn't, we're still gonna have to make that decision by June 15th, and we're gonna have to have a special board meeting to call the board in just to make a decision on that.
We won't have to call, that's what I was telling you, that it won't have to be a special board meeting. We've got a lot of them lined up.
My motion states that if the money comes in, we could still move forward, but let's start planning. Let's not put our staff and our construction team on the hold till that day to say, okay, you know what, let's move forward. And then what happens? Let's start going in the positive direction. Let's be positive. Hopefully we get some more money. But if not, let's move forward. Let's close this chapter. And let's, I don't want to bring out the other issues in regards to who allowed the GoFundMe campaign, because I think when you look at our community and you're looking that we have it in contingency and we're asking them for more, I mean, I just don't want to go in that direction. I want to be positive about that. I think we were allowed by Hunt Communities to paint that, and we need to do our part and paint that because the community wanted it. I mean, we all voted. We've all been voting on several letters back and forth to try to get it done. Let's just move forward and close this chapter. That's... I don't want no more, media attention on this issue.
I understand.
I don't want the community to say you're playing a game, because that's what they're calling me about and saying, you know, can't you just move forward? You're telling me that you don't have that money, and right now we're told that we have, if we do spend that money, we have another $327,000 just in contingency within that project, and we approved just 2 minutes ago $101,000 plus to use contingency. I just don't... It's not looking nice in front of the public and the community, and I just want to move forward.
So they have a motion and a second.
There was no second.
There was no second.
There was, Mr. McDonald.
There was
a second.
Yes.
Okay. Would anybody else like to? Pardon?
We need to use other revenues if they do through the...
You know, Mr. Rodriguez's life's experience...
I call the question.
No, I'm going to say something. Life's experience has taught me that people do not tend to give when the need has already been fulfilled. And with that, go ahead, Ms. Song.
Ms. Fritzy.
I abstain.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
No.
Mr. Medina?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
No.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Searles?
Not yet, no.
Mrs. Iglesias?
Yes.
Yes.
I did.
Three no's, three yeses, one abstain.
I'll tell you in a minute.
You
can go on to the next item.
We're going to go into executive session. Item 7, executive session. The meeting is to be closed under Texas Government Code Sections 551.071, 551.072, and 551.074. A discussion regarding administration's recommendation of ALS director. The discussion regarding the potential acquisition and potential lease or sale of your property. Item C, discussion with legal counsel regarding status of 501 dimensions of architect contract and amendments. Item D, discussion regarding the safety and security video surveillance plan in phase one. Item E, discussion and update from legal counsel regarding the proposed non-renewal of the employment contract of a teacher employed at Northwest Early College High School. LB, that discussion and update from legal counsel regarding the proposed non-renewal of the employment contract of a teacher employed at Dunfield H High School. A, G, discussion with internal audit regarding the release and assignments.